You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Hey, Marianne.
Good morning, Emily.
And this weekend has a bit of a fancy start to it on Thursday evening.
Yes. Thursday evening, you can join the Mediation Center of the Coastal Empire for their annual Velvet Gala. It's at Soho Cafe on West Liberty Street. There's open bar, hors d'oeuvres, silent auction, a specialty dessert. I don't know which gets me there more, the open bar or the specialty dessert. I'll take it all.
Dessert does it for me. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, so that helps fund a lot of the services that the Mediation Center offers to our area, but it's always a great time, and who doesn't love Soho Cafe?
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful space. And then there's also a really cool art event happening all weekend.
So, yeah, starting Thursday through Sunday, the Telfair Museum is hosting their annual Pulse Art Technology Festival. So this is really cool. It's free to museum members. It's $8 for non-members. It's a great exhibit that showcases artists and creatives who demonstrate how technology can either work against us or help us solve global problems. So that's really cool, I think, for the kids, families, adults. So you can visit the Telfair's website and get all the information and all the events that are going on all weekend.
Yeah, there's always some like very cool kind of mind-blowing stuff involved in that festival.
I think it's cool to
see. Futuristic almost.
Yeah. And to see how people's heads, like, I mean, your brain can work on all that and figure out, okay, wait, this is really good for us, or this is going to blow the world up. I don't know.
Also, starting on Thursday, there's a chance to eat some delicious food on Tybee.
Yes. So Restaurant Week starts on Thursday. It's going to go through February 1st. So that's Tybee Island's Restaurant Week. And now's the time to get down there, taste some of those island vibes you've been waiting. All the participating restaurants have a prefix menu, and most dinners are ranging from like $20 to $30. So it's just a great time. You can visit their website, Tybee Island's website, Restaurant Week, and see the restaurants listed that you want to go visit.
Then on Friday, there's a chance to catch some local music.
Yes. If you have not been to Victory North, what a great venue in Savannah. And they've been hosting some really cool concerts. So we've got our very own local Gary Swindell Jr. is going to be performing. He's got such a great vibe. Just really like touches your heart, his music. So that's Friday evening at Victory North.
Then on Saturday, Savannah State has a really interesting event going on.
I'm so excited about this. This is the fifth annual Savannah Traffic Jam. This is a great way to kind of learn what's happening behind the scenes with human trafficking. I think there's a lot that goes into it that people don't understand, that people are fighting against human trafficking. So at Savannah State from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's kind of helping everyone see what lies beneath it. There'll be different topics that you can hear about, different ways to get involved. So I highly recommend if you want to get involved, go out to Savannah State and see what is actually what they're fighting against with human trafficking.
And then finally, on Sunday, there's a very fun way to close out the weekend.
Yes, Sunday Fun Day. Dragtastic, a drag brunch experience at Ghost Coast Distillery. So I'm pretty sure I can't think of a better way to spend a Sunday and to end the weekend than Ghost Coast Distillery and a drag brunch. I mean, yeah. I think it's just going to be complete humor, complete fun, and good food.
Yeah, and just end the weekend on a high note.
Right.
Well, Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.